Welcome, everybody. Our 70th episode to Dr. Smith Live. Can't believe it. Anyway, we have really a great program for you this evening. A lot of cutting edge information I'll be sharing with you. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be bringing Stanley Nye on with me to discuss Qigong acupuncture and high level of what we call biophotonics. This is where energy medicine is heading, because drugs and other invasive procedures are Neanderthal and destructive, and the body operates off of light therapy. So anyway, tonight we're going to talk about healing with frequencies, the new frontier in energy medicine, why frequencies are more effective than drugs, why radio frequency radiation can cause serious health issues, the science behind solfeggio frequencies, and the magical healing frequencies to use in everyday life. So the art of healing comes from nature, not from the physician. The job of the physician is to amuse the patient while the body's actually healing itself. So why frequencies are more effective than drugs? Well, dysfunction results from cells, tissue, organs, and other structures vibrating at frequencies other than their normal pattern. So healing frequencies literally rebalance or reset the abnormal frequencies. This can be accomplished by means of laying on of the hands. That's what Jesus did and all the healers way back when, because they were transferring their energy from their body into the sick people, and they were actually rebalancing the energies in their dysfunctional areas. Rife generator that puts frequencies into your body. Color light therapy, again, another modality to put frequencies into your body. Listening to classical music or Gregorian chants, very high level of healing frequencies. Qigong and conventional acupuncture changes the frequencies in the body. Biophoton light therapy from Zepter from Switzerland, very effective in healing frequencies. Scalar energy, the Therify, which has scalar energy plus 18 healing frequencies piggybacked on it. Exposure to the sun's rays, it's scalar energy. Homeopathic remedies, it's all frequencies. Vitamins is a matrix carrying frequencies into the body. Prayer, meditation, it's all about resetting the frequencies. Eating organic foods, you're putting a high level of hertz rated frequencies into your body. And there's other modalities like CyberScan could put frequencies in and other electronic devices. The biophoton pen that Stanley and I developed will put frequencies and heal your body very quickly. You can also use little jade, imprinted frequencies into jade and wear it, and that can stimulate healing in your body. So the bottom line is restoring the vibrational balance of the body restores all aspects of the body to communicate and function at its maximum effectiveness. The cells don't communicate with electrical charges. It's too slow. It's all biophotons. It's by light, because that travels very, very quickly, faster than electricity. In addition, frequencies can be beamed directly through homeopathic remedies to neutralize toxic frequencies of chemicals. A perfect example, a couple of weeks ago, I had a patient who had a swollen and painful left knee, and he's been to many different medical doctors, and they couldn't figure it out what the heck was going on. When I tested him energetically, he had Lyme infection in his knee and glyphosate. So I literally took the homeopathic remedy. So let's say this, the homeopathic remedy was in a vial, and I shined a light through the vial into the knee and also used the biophotonic device. And in 45 minutes, he walked out almost completely out of pain. Excuse me. So the key is by changing the frequencies of the pathogens and chemicals in the area of the dysfunction, you're neutering it, and so it's not going to cause the inflammation and chronic irritation in the tissues. So in addition, frequencies can be beamed directly, like I said, through homeopathic and neutralize the toxic frequencies of chemicals, viruses, bacteria, fungi, vaccines. This can actually neutralize vaccines because of the specific frequencies that Stanley and I put into the device. So they no longer can damage any surrounding tissues. I mean, it's almost instantaneous. It's amazing. I know my secretary, Rebecca, was jogging for a few days, and she created a painful area in the top of her foot, above her toes. And in 3 days, just using the light, very short spurts, she said the pain's almost totally gone. So it's amazing, the healing capacity of light energy with the right frequencies. Excuse me. So energy healing can occur instantaneously or with several treatment sessions. There are usually little to no side effects. Most importantly, healing with energy focuses on restoring the physical, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, and social aspects of the individual. Drugs, on the other hand, use toxic chemicals in an attempt to alter the reactions of the body. So if you get an A1C that's high, that's just a reaction to some toxic chemical or virus or fungi or in the body. So just trying to lower the inflammation is not solving the problem. You got to get to the splinter or the initiator. This approach totally overlooks how the body really works. Also, the drugs do not remove the initiators or splinters that's causing the problem. They only mask the symptoms. More often than not, polypharmacy can result in potentially greater dangers from the combination of the breakdown products of the drugs, which can wreak havoc within the organs. So when the liver is breaking down the components that's pulling out of the blood of the different drugs, who the heck knows what the combining result is of all these breakdown products can be worse than the original drug. Most doctors and people do not realize that these drugs can become trapped within organs and tissues for a lifetime. They're not even thinking in these terms. I had a woman years ago that had systemic lupus, which can be a deadly situation. And I tracked it down to Bendictin, a drug that she was giving when she was pregnant with her daughter that was trapped in her liver. And when I got rid of it with a homeopathic, her systemic lupus 9 months later disappeared. The daughter, being in the womb, the drug actually got trapped in her right kidney. And from age 5 to 42, she had right kidney problems. And when I detoxed her right kidney with a homeopathic form of the Bendictin, in 6 weeks, her kidney problem cleared up. So, like I said, doctors don't know that they don't know. And it's just something that they're not looking at. I just had a patient in with heart problems. And, you know, years ago, he was given two prescriptions, one Cipro, which is a nasty antibiotic, and the other one Levaquin. And both of these drugs were trapped in his heart. So I made homeopathic remedies of the two drugs. Excuse me. And we're working to pull these drugs or neutralize them in his heart so his heart can start working more effectively. So again, the key is that sometimes drugs are needed in emergency situations. However, whenever possible, say no to drugs and avoid them because they can cause more side effects than the actual harm that they're or benefit that they're giving you. Risks to health and well-being from radio frequency radiation emitted by cell phones and other wireless devices. Beginning with radar during World War II, human exposure to radio frequency radiation, they abbreviated RFR technologies, has grown substantially over time. In 2011, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the acronym is called IARC, reviewed the published literature and categorized RFR as a possible group 2B human carcinogen. A broad range of adverse human health effects associated with RFR have been reported since the IARC reviewed. In addition, three large-scale carcinogenicity studies in rodents exposed to levels of RFR that mimic lifetime human exposures have shown significantly increased rates of schwannomas, their tumors, and malignant gliomas, which are brain cancer, as well as chromosomal DNA damage. A particular concern are the effects of RFR exposure on the developing brain in children. Compared with an adult male, a cell phone held against the head of a child exposes deeper brain structures to greater radiation doses per unit volume, and the young thin skull's bone marrow absorbs a roughly 10-fold higher local dose of radiation. Experimental and observational studies also suggest that men who keep cell phones in their trouser pockets have significantly lower sperm counts and significantly impaired sperm motility and morphology, including mitochondrial DNA damage. That coupled with the synthetic fortified dried cereals like Cheerios and Frosted Flakes and all that garbage, the synthetic B vitamins are also lowering the sperm count. So the science behind sulfagio frequencies. The scientific community began connecting the dots between the type of music played and the variety of physical effects on the human body. In 1988, a biochemist, Dr. Glenn Rhein, made a discovery that confirmed that the ancient spiritual traditions understood when he tested the impact of different music on human DNA. Rhein exposed similar DNA vials to four kinds of music with different frequencies: Gregorian chants, Sanskrit chants, classical, and rock. By measuring the rate of ultraviolet light absorption and essential function of healthy DNA, Rhein was able to assess the effects of each type of music. And the result will make you reconsider the type of music that you listen to when you want to relax. The Gregorian chants and the Sanskrit chants had the most positive, even healing effects by increasing UV light absorption between 5 to 9%. The classical music increased UV absorption by small amounts, and rock music decreased the UV light absorption, harming the DNA. Rhein's research supported the theory that sound frequencies do produce serious effects, for better or worse, on health and well-being. So since Rhein's illuminating discovery, further research has come to light that shows sulfagio frequencies have profound mental, emotional, and physical effects. Additionally, this understanding has led to music therapy becoming established as a health profession to help individuals therapeutically using various aspects of music creation and listening. However, to understand what's so special about the sulfagio frequencies and how they differ from the other tones, it's first important to understand the Schumann resonance. So the scientific tuning and the Schumann resonance. You might be wondering why it is that sulfagio frequencies produce more positive effects on the body than other sounds or tones. The answer lies in the Schumann resonance. In 1952, the German physicist Winfried Otto Schumann mathematically documented the electromagnetic resonance existing between the Earth's surface and the ionosphere, which is the electrically charged part of the Earth's atmosphere. Schumann discovered that these electromagnetic waves originating from the discharges of lightning resonated at a low frequency ranging between 7.86 hertz to 8 hertz. He determined that this frequency was, in essence, the Earth's heartbeat. It has since been coined the Schumann resonance after its founder. Schumann's successor, a doctoral candidate, Herbert Koenig, took this research a step further. He studied the connection between the Schumann resonance and found them to match various levels of human brain activity by comparing EEG recordings with the Earth's electromagnetic fields. Koenig discovered that the resonance matched five different brainwave states: delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. These are the brainwave states that occur naturally during all daily activities, from sleeping to creating to learning. So frequencies in the human body. The human body functions in a range, normal range, of 62 to 72 hertz. The lower your frequency goes, the weaker your body becomes. When the frequencies drop lower than 42, you are much higher risk of developing cancer, and death occurs at 25 hertz. These have all been measured by Bruce Tanio many years ago. He developed actually a diagnostic system, which the FDA, I think, has blocked from actually being used anymore because it's too darn beneficial. So the benefits of the different solfeggio frequencies. These solfeggio frequencies are the basic notes of Gregorian chants that were used by the early Roman Christians to raise vibrations and energy. After a few weeks of listening to solfeggio frequencies, you can see a resounding difference in your productivity, creativity, and focus. The quality of music we listen to has a major part to play in our emotional and physical well-being. If, you know, Confucius made this observation many years ago, probably 1,000 years ago at least. If one should desire to know whether a kingdom is well-governed, if its morals are good or bad, the quality of its music will furnish the answer. And he was so right. In China, when a regime failed, they also changed the music, because if the music was right, the regime would have been successful. So some of the beneficial solfeggio frequencies, one of the key ones is 432 hertz. Many ancient musical instruments were constructed for or tuned to 432 hertz, tuning and before the mid-20th century. 432 was the standard of instrument tuning. Since then, 440 hertz tuning has become the norm. The 432 hertz frequency resonates with the Schumann resonance of 8 hertz and is known for its deeply calming and soothing effects. A recent double-blind study from Italy showed that music tuned to 432 hertz slows down the heart rate when compared to 440 hertz, which is what they're used today to tune pianos or other instruments. This frequency fills the mind with feelings of peace and well-being, making it the perfect accompaniment for yoga, gentle exercise, meditation, or deep sleep. The frequency of 528 hertz. Even though the science on the reparative effects of 528 is still in its infancy, early research indicates that it has the ability to heal and repair the body. The DNA of the cell's nucleus vibrates at 528 hertz. In addition, structured water has a hexagonal shape of water molecules, which provide 528 hertz and helps repair your cells. You can buy devices to literally restructure your water, which also gets absorbed 3 times faster through the cell membrane. A 2018 study from Japan discovered that music tuned to the frequency of 528 hertz significantly reduced stress in the endocrine and autonomic nervous systems, even after a mere 5 minutes of listening. And in a study published in the Journal of Addiction Research and Therapy, the frequency 528 hertz reduced the toxic effects of ethanol, which is a principal ingredient found in alcoholic drinks, on cells. Even more astounding was the finding that the frequency also increased the cell life by about 20%. So you can go on YouTube and listen to 528 if you have a rife machine. You could dial in 528 and play it a little bit every day. It'll increase your life expectancy. The energizing and healing effect of music set at 528 makes it ideal background music anytime you feel under the weather or simply need to unwind. Further research supports Koenig's findings that confirm the incredible similarities between the Schumann resonance and human brain activity. Schumann resonance has been found to provide synchronization for higher brain function. So, how do the Schumann resonance relate to solfeggio frequencies? The solfeggio frequencies have such positive effects because they resonate in harmony with the Schumann resonance of 8 Hertz. Musically speaking, the frequencies are derived by beginning at 8 Hertz and working up the musical scale octave by octave until the C note is vibrating at 256 Hertz frequency and the A note is vibrating at 432 Hertz. When music is tuned to harmonize with this frequency, it is known as scientific tuning. The solfeggio frequencies include, but not limited to, 6 different tones. Let's take a more in-depth look at each frequency and its unique healing effects on the body and mind. 390 Hertz helps remove subconscious fears, worries, and anxiety. It also helps to eliminate feelings of guilt and subconscious negative beliefs blocking the path to achieving personal goals. So listening to music tuned to this frequency is most helpful when you want to feel more uplifted, secure, and give power to your goals and dreams. The frequency of 639 Hertz helps balance emotions and elevate your mood. It also promotes communication, love, understanding, and brings harmony into interpersonal relationships. Music set at 639 Hertz is perfect when you need a significant boost of love and positivity or dealing with conflicts in relationships. 741 Hertz helps with problem solving, cleansing the body, and self-expression. It also helps to awaken intuition and promote living simply and purely. This frequency is ideal if you're struggling with living a healthy lifestyle, expressing creativity, or speaking your truth. The frequency of 852 Hertz helps to replace negative thoughts with positive ones, making it ideal when nervous or anxiety is bringing you down. It also aids in awakening intuition and inner strength. You'll enjoy listening to music set at 852 Hertz if you're seeking to communicate with and live in harmony with your higher self. Whether you prefer to have it as a background music during daily activities or accompanying you while you sleep, each solfeggio frequency has unique, uplifting, soothing effects that you'll undoubtedly enjoy. All of the frequencies mentioned can be found on Better Sleep app to mix with other sounds or content. Like I said, also it's available free on YouTube. Just do a search for Right Frequencies and, you know, you can look up 432 and 528 and play them while you work or just relax. So anyway, that's basically my presentation with frequencies. You know, just be careful with Wi-Fi and using earbuds because they fry your brain bilaterally. These wireless phones that are in cradles that have 4 or 5 other stations around your apartment or house, they're worse than your cell phones. They're 900 megahertz. That's basically it. So, Jared, do we have any questions from our audience here? Leslie, does it work? And killing gingivitis or dental disease. Well, Rife frequencies, there's programs for dental infections. Osteomyelitis, for example, will actually help kill pathogens. But again, you have to look at the underlying cause. Invariably, the so-called diseases are a distortion of the terrain. And why do you have the distortion of the terrain? Nutritional deficiencies. So, yes, you can kill the bugs of gingivitis, but if you don't feed the body the raw materials to keep the gingiva healthy, it's going to come back. So you can slice and dice the gums all you want. In fact, I had a patient years ago that went through full mouth periodontal surgery twice, and she said, there's no way I will do it for a third time. And within about 2 months, on a good organic food-based nutritional supplements, her gum infections totally disappeared. So the key in any disease situation, whether it be dental diseases or gingivitis, is number one, nutrition. Number two is your pH too acidic. Number three, do you have mercury leaking out from your fillings in your teeth, which are causing gingivitis? And four, do you have infections in the mouth? The bite may be off, causing a lot of distress to the gums and the body. So again, you have to look globally at each problem and stop saying, well, do I just paint on the rust to make it look better? So stop thinking and just treating symptoms. That's what the whole system has been designed to, is treat symptoms. What are your thoughts if your massage therapist or physical therapist got the jab? I wouldn't even lay down on the table because their aura, their energy pattern is going to be distorted, and you may get spin-offs from their protein, their spike protein. I wouldn't even let somebody work on me if they're, have depression problems. Who the hell needs their bad vibrations in my field? Can you offer a certification courses you teach more than other certification courses? Well, when I did a lot of lecturing up in Canada, I'm on the board of the World Organization of Natural Medicine, and we offer credits from our organization when you take my courses. I honestly believe that it's one of the better organizations out there because it's international. And the key is, you really don't want to do anything without some type of certification, because the authorities can come after you for practicing without a license. So if you join the World Organization of Natural Medicine and you get certified and you take courses, you have legal protection. So be careful. Just don't start trying to treat people without an organization behind you and without some type of a license. But at some point, I may start to put together some courses on the internet. In fact, I have the detox course that's up there. And I think there's five or six presentations on the whole body connection that are available that you can take. So there's at least seven, I think, courses on the site that you can take and get more information that you'll ever get from conventional medical or dental presentations. So Stephanie, thanks. Great question. Sherry Rivers, are there any Swiss biohealth trained dentists in the U.S. that offer implant? There's a Dr. Justin Punkwinette in New Jersey. I think he was trained in Switzerland. I'm not 100% sure, but you can maybe check on his website. Justin Punkwinette. Let me see if I can locate his information. Justin. His work number is 732-747-0993. He's in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. And his last name is spelled Ponquinette. Justin Punkwinette. Ponquinette. I know he has an extensive training. and he's very qualified. And he does, I'm pretty sure he does implants. Any tips for hair loss? Yeah, get a wig. I noticed I'm starting to drop a lot of hair after possibly taking Zymescence. I don't think Zymescence is causing the problem. What I think basically Zymescence is doing is it's breaking down gut toxins and toxins in the blood, which then can affect your thyroid and your adrenals and causing hair loss. But be honest with you, I've never had a patient in all the years I've been using Zymescence to complain of hair loss. Invariably, it's thyroid problems and the nutritional deficiencies, biotin, you know, and also good quality protein will help counteract that, like MSM or the body, whole body collagen is really good products to start taking. So I agree. The detox course is awesome. Thank you for your feedback. I put a lot of time and pride into the information that I disseminate, because the more enlightened you become, then the less fear is going to be present. And, you know, this way they can't control you. When you're not in fear, they can't control you. The key is that there's so much disinformation that's out there, purposely done by our own government, our own medical community, the pharmaceutical cartels, because they want to keep people confused. Excuse me. Is rinsing with hydrogen peroxide good? Hydrogen peroxide, unfortunately, denatures the protein. So I'm not really a big fan of that. You can use magnesium iodine in your water irrigating device. It'll help keep the bacterial content down. You can do oil pulling with sesame oil, for example. That'll help pull toxins out of your gums. You could do Medidental packs from Premier Research. You make a thick clay and you pack it around your teeth and your gums. So there's many ways of keeping your mouth clean, and water irrigating devices are one of them. Right frequencies will help reduce infections in the mouth. But I would stay away from hydrogen peroxide because it denatures the protein, can damage it. What's the matter? My cat is talking to me here. Patricia, any advice to bringing out of control rheumatoid arthritis under control? Number one, are there any root canals? Because root canals have pathogens associated with it and toxic chemicals like thioethers, and that's really a bad news. So you got to be careful. The other factors, infections in the mouth from residual cavities underneath fillings. And I had a woman that had 34 years of severe rheumatoid arthritis, and it was coming from a strep infection in a root canal that she had in an upper left lateral incisor at age 29. At age 30, she developed rheumatoid in both knees. And for 34 years, they were throwing darts at her with methotrexate, steroids, really toxic drugs. And once I treated the tooth with right frequencies, 98% of her pain and swelling disappeared. The key is you got to define the infections and the chemicals that are present in the rheumatoid joints. So the detox course is amazing. Thank you, Stephanie. You learn more from there. Could you put that back on? My programs are based on clinical practice, not theoretical. And I use it all the time in my practice. And that's one of the reasons why we have a relatively high success rate with our difficult patients. So, but thank you, Stephanie. Nikki, come here. Nikki, let me see. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. Come here. Nikki, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. He ran away. I tried to grab him and he freaked out. Maybe he'll come back. How do you deal with high cholesterol? Well, why is it high? Number one, if you have an underactive thyroid, your cholesterol is going to be high. That's number one. If your body is in some type of acute or emergency state, all the hormones, which are 60 plus hormones that your adrenal cortex produce, they all need cholesterol to produce the hormones to meet the emergency situation. So the key is by suppressing your cholesterol level, you can really screw up your system because your adrenals won't be able to make the hormones that it needs to deal with the emergency. Again, if you lower your cholesterol, how is your brain going to repair? You know, you're creating, these statin drugs create dangerous side effects, dementia, type 2 diabetes, rhabdomyolysis, which is breakdown of muscle tissue, liver and kidney damage. Other than that, it's a wonderful drug. But again, high cholesterol is there for a reason. It's a reaction of the body. And in the high percentage of cases, Antoinette, guess what? They're not diagnosing an underactive thyroid because the TSH test is bogus. Armpit temperature, first thing in the morning before you roll out of bed, it should be between 98.2 Fahrenheit and 97.8. Also, your symptoms, your pulse, it should be at 84, 85, not 72. And your symptoms. So that's the easiest way to diagnose an underactive thyroid. Any thoughts on chlorine dioxide? That's Jim Tumble's work. He was using it to treat parasites in third world countries like Africa. They claim, I haven't used it, but from what I've read, they say it's effective in COVID or SARS-2 virus. But from my clinical experience, vitamin D3, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, quercetin are all effective against the virus. So, I mean, there's protocol for chlorine dioxide. I purposely don't use it because I have enough tricks in my bag to get rid of the COVID nonsense. So, any other questions? No? Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you've become enlightened. Please explore listening to right frequencies, the esophageal frequencies. They're free on YouTube, and get some feedback. It's also of great interest. I just came out with a new formula for CBD oil that has 40 times more potency than any CBD oil that's out on the market. And one of my patients that tried my new formula, she called the office and she was raving about how much energy, how much more sense of well-being that she felt because I infused healing frequencies into the oil plus the frequencies of four very high organic CBD oils. And there's nothing out there on the market that'll come close to what I've put together. And it's in organic cold-pressed pumpkin seed oil, extra virgin coconut oil, and sunflower oil. So the name of the game is, it's the frequencies that tweak the receptors on your cells that do the healing. And this is, energy medicine is where it's all out, biophotonics. This is going to be a major, major specialty in the future once people, and especially the doctors, wake up to this and get the training in it. So again, thank you for watching and tune in to, or you can check out, I don't know, Jared is the third segment of the Cancer Deconstructed series up yet? I don't know. But anyway, each week we're rolling out another episode. It's on icnr.com, and on the top menu, you will see Cancer Docuseries. You click on that, and you'll see the free episodes on there. Stephanie, it's packed full of information. Each of the 10 episodes that are putting out, there's information that I share that you're not going to find readily in any of your professional courses. So enjoy the information, share it with your friends, awaken them, because traditional medicine is slaughtering the people, and they have a license to kill you, like 007. So great being with you. Stay well. And next week we'll have another good informative program.